give me the flaccid dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him!
You got it!
I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
All right, folks, it is that time of week again for the Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic Show with me, your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler. Welcome again. If you didn't join the boondoggle, you're wrong. It was absolutely amazing. We're going to recap that a little bit later, along with the plans for the next boondoggle up here in Virginia Beach, and maybe some tips and tricks. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it all. So, with that, I'd like to say hello to City of Ash in the chat room, the Godfather Tree Hugger Chip Gibson, my buddy Redfish Chuck. What's going on, man? And Eskimo, U.S. Navy Eskimo. What's going on, buddy? How you doing? All right. And yes, I did look like a lobster, but now I just look sexy. All right. Tog reports, we're going to get a tog and everything else. I got a kind of a new setup I'm going to try this week. And we'll see how that works. Let's see here. All right, we're going to start off with the Chokoloski. How am I going to do this? The Chokoloski recap brought to you by the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio, the Sweetwater Blue. All right. So, folks, if you didn't know, like I said before, we had the Chokoloski boondoggle this past weekend, and it was amazing. It was about as close as far north as you could go for a truly tropical paradise in my eyes. You know, coconut trees and flowers blooming, reptiles everywhere. Just amazing. I can't say that enough of how awesome it truly was. Got there Thursday and, got there Friday after some detours. Unfortunately, one of the people that were going to show up, Haywood, had a technical malfunction with his vehicle and, you know, wish you could be there, bud. But we all got there safe and sound. Enjoyed dinner with Chip Gibson, the clone, and the commandant, Chip's wife, which was awesome at the Havana Cabana. Folks, if you're in Chokoloski, Florida, or within 150 miles of Chokoloski, Florida, you have to go to the Havana Cabana. Remember, folks, they're open during the week for breakfast and lunch. Friday and Saturday nights, they are open for dinner. And I truly, truly recommend the roast pork. God, that was good. Anyway, my mouth's watering, folks. Sorry. Got a little sidetracked. Hooked up on a tarpon Friday night. Sitting down at the docks with everyone drinking some adult beverages and saw him come out of the water once before he broke off, and truly that was, I knew this was going to be a good boondoggle. Everyone showed up, you know, thank you again for being such great, you know, supporters of Kayak Fishing Radio and Yak Angler. We cannot thank for those that showed up enough. You know, Stan and Holly, Scuba Stan and Snake Girl, and even you know, Redfish Jackson, his buddies, everyone that was involved in showing up and truly made this a truly incredible boondoggle. Just truly amazing. But Friday night was great. I unfortunately woke up Saturday morning with such a bad thrown back from laying on the ground because my air mattress wouldn't blow up that it almost crippled me for the day. But we got out after having our bacon meeting because everyone loves bacon. And if you just told them it was a safety brief, they just wouldn't show up. So we called it a bacon meeting. DeVore was absent, unfortunately. but he showed up. Everyone got out of the water. Everyone kind of split up in their own groups, leaving at different times. It made it really nice. This place is incredible, folks. I mean, as far as you can see at low tide, there's oyster bars and mangroves and deep holes and flats and, oh, my, the things to do. I stuck it out with Chip Gibson, tree hugger, Mr. Greg Big Becker, big fly reel. Greg, folks, is an incredible guy. You can definitely tell why he was a successful guide up in New York. And truly awesome stuff. And on the phone, I was just about to say his name. Hang on, got to get it right. Gotta get it right. Hang on, I'm getting there. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Redfish Chuck. What's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy?
You like that intro, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from. remember, guests, you can call in at 714-816-4727. Or if you just don't want to call in and talk to me, that's fine. You can hit up our chat room on kayakfishingradio.com and sign up using Twitter or Facebook. Went out with Chip, Greg Becker, the Oompa Loompa, Adam Hayes, in his KC kayak, which was about 8 times too big for even myself. But he trudged out on that thing, which was a pretty cool boat to begin with. I think I'm missing someone. If I missed you, I apologize. Oh, and we had for a while there with us Rich Jones from Kayak Fishing the Everglades. Folks, gotta get you. That dude is awesome. Truly, he knows the area. For what it's worth, but definitely some awesome stuff there. Got out there. Greg gets into the reds on this flat, and it was just the coolest thing I've ever seen. These tails just waving, and mullets running everywhere, and it was just awesome. Didn't hook up on anything until we moved towards the Turner River, so we knew we wanted to fish that at least. And congratulations to to Adam Hayes for finally breaking his unfortunate skunk. But he did it well. Caught a ladyfish and then banged that right pretty much like the first or second cast right afterwards on a snooklet, just a little baby snook, but it did it for him. He did it. We all putzed around. I saw Redfish Jacks pulling on a beautiful 24-inch red, and I got myself a channel catfish. The freshwater guy's got to catch the freshwater fish, I guess, at the mouth of the Turner, and, we did awesome. And then we all came in, enjoyed some adult beverages and a great potluck. I know everyone was enjoying the pepperoni dip and the shredded beef and just awesome food. The beans were incredible. Oh my god! I have to we have to thank all of our donators that donated to the raffle. Folks, if you weren't there for that raffle, it was truly something to be held. I cannot thank, and you know, Chuck can say the same, the supporters that truly made this possible. And, you know, the ones that I know of that I've got, oh, man, Bloody Dex Outdoors. Folks, if you don't know Bloody Dex, then you're wrong. Check out BloodyDex.com. And, yes, I'm going to say folks another 3,000 times by the end of the time of the show. Bear with me. But Bloody Dex, can't say enough about them. Let's see here. Scales Gear, thank you very much. Harry Goods Outdoor Shop. Folks, it's a family-owned business, third generation owning this. Call Rich. Chuck, can you put the phone number to Harry Goods up there so people can call him and thank him personally? They donated about $400, $500 worth of stuff. And it's just truly amazing the amount of gear that they donate, you know, in these hard times. Truly awesome for that. Yak Attack, thank you, Luther Ciphers, for everything he put out. Bonefish Tarpon Trust, folks, they did awesome. Heroes on the Water for donating some stickers. Exude, Mr. Twister, thank you guys. First Landing, Mark Lozier, who is coming back to Virginia tonight. Yeah, Red Wine in Miami, and Crew are some awesome dudes. First, Mark Lozier's coming back to Virginia tonight, finally. That's why he's not with me on the show. You know, for a safe trip, and hope to see you soon, buddy. Fishing Florida Radio, dude, Captain Mike, and Bureau, and Steve Chapman. Guys, you did, you know, awesome, man. We really hope you guys have a great weekend off and catch some big fish. Cannot thank you guys enough, especially that Tackle Webs. That is some awesome stuff, and I'm going to pick one up here eventually very soon. And that phone number to Harry Goods, folks, write it down. It is 321-723-4751. Again, it's 321-723-4751. Support them, folks. It's a great, great thing. Next up is Hook Up Lures. Handler's Fishing Supply, thank Handler. They did a great job also. Aquabound, you know, can't say enough about their paddles. I've had one for 3 years, and it has yet to fail me. Strike Zone Fishing. Chuck's Kayak Adventures. Folks, is Monday Night Host, Redfish Chuck. Thank you very much, buddy. You know, you did this for us, you know, and that's why you deserve that that banner, man. You really put a lot into it, even the hardest times that I know you're going through, bud. You know, I can't thank you enough, man. You truly made that boondoggle special. Florida Sportsman, thank you. Bending Branches. River Palm, congratulations, Chip Gibson, for winning the River Palm 3-day, 2-night trip. Awesome job there, bud. Hook One, Fly Tooth, Florida Sportswoman. Folks, check out Florida Sportswoman. If you have a woman in your life and she fishes with you, check out Florida Sportswoman. Bug Life Fly Fishing, some of the coolest stickers and shirts I have ever seen. Check them out. Mount This, Elusive Tails, Reaction Innovations, Buff, Scoosh, Nate from Scoosh was there. Awesome dude. Really, I think he left there with a better understanding of, you know, the whole dynamic of kayak fishing. Little stuff behind them. They never started off kayak fishing, folks. They're originally a how to best put it, an orthopedic bed and wheelchair manufacturer to help make comfort for those that have disabilities. And they moved to bike seats for Harleys and, you know, for recreational bikes and, you know, everything else along the way. Sorry, folks, for the background. That really have turned it around for their company, and they had some great, you know, ideas that after Nate got in the got in the seat, realized that was kind of a dumb idea. Great on paper, but not great practically. And, you know, to hear a company say, hey, you know, I can already tell you, this is going, we might add here, we might do this. Oh, that was a great idea you had there, bud. You know, and you're, you know, going around. Awesome stuff. And, yes, eat the burrito. Yeah, you know, can't say enough about everybody, you know, helping out. We've already got a pen for donating a rod. Benita Bob for donating 3 beautiful Deep South rods. And I know one Deep South rod truly got abandoned in on Sunday. And that is, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I cannot thank everyone enough for showing up. I know Chip feels the same way. We've seen everyone catching fish, everyone having a good time. We never had an issue between people, and that is what we want, folks. Everyone just relax, have a great time, and that is what we did. Chuck had a great time. You know, thank you, Jess, for letting him come out, and you to come out, and your parents for watching the kids. For all those people that stayed behind and watched children and everything else, you know, thank you for letting, you know, everyone kind of relax, that have the children. Truly amazing for that. Chuck had a great time. 7 snook, 2 redfish, 30 and 40 mangrove snappers. That's awesome, buddy. Chip caught a rockfish, i.e. oysters, but he did get his son on some fish. But we got him on some mangrove snappers on Sunday. I think a red, too. And I lost a big grouper where we're catching these mangroves, which was a really, really cool spot. We started hitting the mangroves at 10,000 Islands, got on a gravel bar, and started pitching pieces of shrimp into the mangroves and started pulling these. Folks, if you've never seen a mangrove snapper up close, these are some beautiful fish with these, you know, blue markings on their face, some gnarly teeth, just cool-looking, hard-fighting fish. It was a really nice place to go. You know, lost that big pitched back in there and hooked up on a big grouper, saw a big tail, which was exciting. As I was tying up, the clone pitched in there and hooked up on him. Had that Deep South rod bent over double. It was truly awesome. It was awesome. It was truly awesome. You know, fished around for the rest of the day. Came back in. The wind was honking. Was fishing with, on Sunday, Irish Jean. I should know her last name, but I don't off the top of my head. I just completely just lost my mind. It was an excellent, excellent day. Sitting there talking to everyone, saw Chuck and his buddy Chris paddle out. Figured I'd follow them, and we got into some excellent fishing on the mangroves. We started picking them up. Chris pulled a baby Goliath grouper. And this thing had to be 4 inches total. McElroy, thank you. Gene McElroy. Awesome. Oh, McElroy. Excuse me.
No.
Gene McElroy, like the tennis player. Can't believe I forgot that. It was an awesome, awesome day. You know, catching these mangroves at this spot that Chuck found. Catching that small, you know, watching Chris catch that small grouper. You know, just truly cool. Truly cool stuff. And then I finally got my snook. Chuck told me that he caught a small snook out of this mangrove, and I went in there and tossed a small shrimp piece, and lo and behold, I caught maybe a 6-7 inch snook. I mean, I could barely put my thumb in his mouth, folks. It was a truly awesome experience to finally get my snook. Can't say that enough. We had a great potluck, boil that night. Rob Eggert, I think your last name is, buddy. If it's wrong, you know, please let me know, and I will fix that. But Rob, also congratulations on your weight loss goal, buddy. And that was a great thing about the Spoon Nug, was you really got to learn more than just, all the, you only get to know the people that fish, their fishing lives, but their personal lives also. And Rob, the chef that night, truly did an amazing job on the, on the boil. And thank you everyone for donating. The rock crab, the shrimp, the sausages, the venison, the pork, and the wild boar was amazing. And congratulations to Jean, Paddling Fan, for kicking off her site. Dee Dee Olson for doing an awesome cobbler. I can't say that enough, folks. I can't thank you enough for making this a truly awesome boondoggle. Everyone started leaving Monday. I went out with Russ Pilot, the Salt Warrior out of Louisiana, and Irish Gene McElroy, and paddled around a little bit, started pulling some smaller fish. I pulled a really nice trout out of this spot that truly would have held tarpon later in the summer, bigger snook, reds and trout and everything in one spot. I saw some just an awesome time. I can't say that enough. Finally got my slam on Sunday. I caught a spotless red puppy drum that was just too cool to see, because I thought it was a croaker at first, and the background sounds in my house.
Are you done?
And yes, they are done. It was just amazing catching that spotless trout, redfish. So I thought it was a croaker at first until I got him up and looked at him. Beautiful bronze back, underslung jaw with the most vibrant tips on a puppy drum tail I've ever seen. And I've seen some awesome ones at Mosquito Lagoon when I was fishing with Chuck last year at the Boondoggle, but that was truly amazing. That weekend ranks right up there in the top three, from fishing with my grandfather, fishing with Chuck last year at Mosquito Lagoon, and fishing, and that one tops the, three, and they're all very close. I can't say one or two or three. They're all number one in my eyes. It's just a beautiful place. That's my recap. Again, thank all those. Go to kayakfishingradio.com, click on the Boondoggle tab, and you'll see the list of all the people that helped us out with the raffle. Please feel free and send them a thank you. It really matters to them. And give Richard, at 321-723-4751. Again, thank him for everything he did. All right. And with that, we're going to have some fun here. We're going to listen to a major supporter of the Boondoggle and a major supporter of me. Here we go. Think you can figure this one out?
Wondering where you can find the answers to all of your kayak fishing questions? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource. Looking for kayak fishing locations in your area? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource. Wondering where you can find the latest in kayak fishing news? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Boondoggle, Boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Too cold to kayak fish? Wondering how to spend your winter months? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right, that was our supporter, yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. And no, I didn't have to pee. just trying something new, folks. All right, now on to the October boondizzle. And that is going to be up here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. it's going to be up here in Virginia Beach at First Landing State Park. And is that the most interesting man? Yes, it is. But it's going to be up here, First Landing State Park. I'm explaining how the state park works. There's cabins, which are split from the campers by shore drive. So if you were setting on getting at a campsite, you will be away from those flounder. it will be away from the campers. You would have to cross shore drive. If you were camping, those cabins, folks, are beautiful. But anyway, if you're camping, you have choices. We have group sites. We have, the group sites do not have electricity, and you will have to share water between several other sites. I know. What a loss. Camping without electricity. Or if you want the electricity and everything else, they have sites like that too. All campsites, all areas of the campsite have access to the beach. First Landing Beach is truly amazing. It is right at the mouth of the bay. It is really nice. People does in my house, so I know how to be quiet. Truly an awesome thing. What else? They will be opening just for us their gift shop, which will have amenities. We will have campfires at this boondoggle. Story. No, the KOA is down by Dam Neck. Fort Story. I just had a brain fart where Fort Story was. Oh yeah, no. That's the little first landing. Excuse me. I've been looking at campsites all day, folks. Give me a break. U.S. Eskimo said that. Asking about a KOA. The KOA is down by Dam Neck. First Landing is right there next to Fort Story. Yak Angler Adams in the house. Mr. Michael Ortega with Fishing Florida Radio. Hammerhead Greg Crisp. LGB have also showed up. Thanks, guys. Yes, it's 12 miles south, and you have to drive through the oceanfront. Which sometimes during the year can be hectic. Children in the background. Sorry, folks. But bring your kids. I know we're planning on children activities for this one. There will be places for the wives or your significant others to shop at the same time. I don't know if they're going to do the Indian reenactments at Fort Story, but we can see what we can do about that, showing how the Native Americans accepted the people who landed there back in, I think it's 1500s, if not earlier than that. Let's see here. What's to be expected for the fishing? Hundreds of choices on where we could fish, how we could fish it. So let me break it down for you, folks. If you're going to need a fishing license, okay, a 10-day saltwater non-resident is $10. Buy that before you come up here, please. You can do it online at the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries website. Just research it. We'll be most likely fishing Lynn Haven, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, the Chesapeake Bay, and Rudy Inlet are our major saltwater choices during the day. At night, the Bay Bridge Tunnel and the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. You see us fishing them all the time. Rob Choi, myself, the Lozers talk about it. We'll be going after that, the Stripers at night there. Also, the Lesnar Bridge, the famed Lesnar Bridge, will hold the flounder. They will hold everything. It's going to be awesome. Folks, 18-inch minimum, I think it's a new thing coming out. And I have places that you can catch your limit of 18-plus-inch fish for as long as you want. There will hopefully be reds and annoying children. Excuse me, folks. I'm stepping away from the chat room. So call in at 714-816-4727 to ask your questions. Nice and quiet, isn't it? We're going to have some big flounder to go after. Everything's going to be feeding up ready to head south for the fall. So we're going to have flounder. We're going to have some really big spot and croaker moving in. We're going to have some amazing trout fishing. If anything was like last fall, the trout fishing is going to be out of sight. Hopefully we have the reds move in, the puppy drum. They didn't move in last year. I think it was because the water just never got warm enough, early enough in the year for them to really push in like they did the year prior, which is, it was hard on all of us. Hopefully the reds will be here this year. What else are we looking at? Blues. We're looking at a possibility of the cobia, maybe some Spanish mackerel still out there in the bay within easy distance. And I promise, folks, we will catch sharks at night from the beach, which will be pretty cool. I'm talking to First Landing to see if we can't do a big bonfire the one night. And to go with the low country boil, we're doing a Virginia favorite, the one, the only, the oyster roast. So we're going to get some fresh Lynn Haven oysters from the Lynn Haven watershed and do a big oyster roast the night of the potluck, or excuse me, the boil. Because you got to have a boil, you got to have cobbler, and you got to have good fishing at a boondoggle, and that is a must. We will have all three of those for anyone that decides to show up. The campground will accommodate as many as we can fit, plus just down the road, either direction, there are hotels for those of us that have family members that are a little non-outdoorsy. So we have choices. All right. So let's see here. See if anyone's called in. Got to walk back inside. So at least it's quiet enough for everybody. Wow. Absolute madhouse in my house tonight. Okay. Wow. All right. Redfish Chuck has apparently been muted. My bad, buddy. I don't know what happened there. There will be no bluefin tuna. You will not noodle for stripers. It'll be October 5th through the 8th. let's see here. Anything else I can think of? Nope. 17 and a half this year? Cool. For flounder. That'll be nice. All right. With that, we're going to go over. Can't. Yes, folks, we can't hold you down. Oh, no. All right. With all the boondoggles coming up, pay attention, folks. We already have verbal agreements from Penn, Costa Del Mar, and Keene. And Keene, keep a look on them. I hear through the grapevine, thump, thump, that they might be making a special shoe for boondoggles. I'm just saying, that's what I've heard, you know, from my people. So let's talk about what we used at the Boondoggle and how it can transfer from what there to here in Virginia Beach. A lot of people are using topwaters. That's going to be an excellent choice that time of year in October. A lot of fish will be feeding. They'll be very aggressive. There'll be tons of bait in the water, lots of mullet. Finger mullet is a big thing. So the topwaters you're using in Chokoloskee, folks, bring them on up. The mirrodines, the mirro lures, the those suspending twitch baits that everyone was using, bring them up. Those are a favorite around here. You cannot go wrong with them for the trout and the reds and the stripers and the blues. They're a great choice. Gulp. I know Chuck was doing great on the gulp jerk chads. That is a flounder pounder right there, folks. You're going to be looking, if we're fishing Lead Haven, you're deeper water, look at quarter ounce to half ounce lead heads. I'm going to volunteer it right now. I have almost 400 lead heads in quarter ounce. I have 200 lead heads in half ounce. Do not worry in threes about bringing lead heads for the Virginia Beach Boondoggle. I will have more than enough for you. My gift to you for showing up. The bass assassins. Favorite colors? Chicken on a chain. Great one there. Anything that might look like a gudgeon, i.e. Killy, brown back, silver belly, a little bit of chartreuse in the tail, works great. Anything that looks like a mullet is going to work great. Silver side, looks like a shiner, works great this time of year. Chuck, you'll be able to use your squid finally and catch fish. That's an inside joke on that one, folks. Absolutely going to be awesome for up here. The baits you might want to consider. Poppers. Poppers work great that time of year for the stripers, for the blues, for the trout and reds. They'll come up and hit a popper. It'll have that nice little pause action with a big splash, really works well. Spoons. Can't forget spoons. They'll work for the blues. They'll work for the stripers, the Spanish mackerel if they're still around. If you decide to come out and to the Bay Bridge Tunnel and try for some of those monster sheepies, if DeVore is listening, I can tell you right now, he's about ready to lose his mind. Yes, folks, the big sheep's head will be there with any luck, and we'll get you on some fish there at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. You're looking at using fiddler crabs, and we will go over more of that on a later show on how to catch them sheep's heads and what you might need to bring. What else? What else? There's a possibility the cobia might still be around, so you're going to want to bring some heavier tackle for that. Folks, you're going to be so slammed with knowledge before you come here, you're going to think you've been fishing here forever. Between myself, our special guests that we're planning on having, Kayak Kevin, who's usually a regular, if the wind is really nasty, we have fresh water, folks. And guess what? We have Chad Hoover and myself. We will get you on fish, we promise you. So, I say promise and watch, no one will catch any fish. I'm so stoked about this, folks. I really can't be happier about this one. This is going to be truly amazing. All right. And I think that will do it. I'm not inside. I'm not near the computer, so I cannot see the chat room. If anyone has any questions, please email me at landingcrew@yahoo.com. You're going to want to stay tuned in the next coming shows. I am going to announce, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it right now. Folks, I am starting a guide service up here in Virginia Beach. It's going to be Landing Crew Kayak Adventures. It'll kick off the second week of May. Send me an email at landingcrew@yahoo.com until I can get everything, my website set up. You heard it here first. Reasonable rates, discounts on those rates if you go, if you mention Kayak Fishing Radio or yakangler.com. Freshwater, saltwater, whatever you want to do. Fishing out of the comfortable, stable, and fast Jackson kayaks. So that is my big announcement that I'll be starting that. Came home, my wife's like, so, you got a guide? I was like, yes, I am, and there we go. So remember, folks, not only do you have anglers here, but you have guides and everything else. Use our knowledge, please. So there we go. Now to my shameless plugs. Remember, folks, please thank the ones that helped us out during the raffle. Can't say enough about them. YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Without Mark and Adam, I don't think this boondoggle really would have came to fruition like it did, and I can't thank them enough. Irish Water Dogs, support, you know, Irish Water Dogs. Brave the waves where giants tremble. They're doing a great job. I couldn't get a hold of any of them while on my way down. You know, it's kind of hard to wake someone up at 3 a.m. to pick up gear, but we'll have them at the next boondoggle. See here. Kayak Fishing the Everglades. Support Miss Jones, man. You will not regret it. It is an awesome, awesome time out there. Chuck's Kayak Fishing Adventures. Folks, this guy is a fishing machine. The dude catches fish, and he will get you on fish. I am proof. Twice now, he's gotten me on awesome fishing trips. Even for the 30 minutes I was out there with him, he got me on my first snook. You know, I can't say enough about the man. Family man, fishing, I would say God, but more of a deity. You know, even though you do think you're fishing with Zach Brown, and you think he's going to bust out some We Play the Road or Chicken Fry, trust me, he'll save you that much. Let's see here. Who else? Squoosh. You know, I'll help Nate out. Nate, thank you, man, for showing up at the boondoggle. You know, support Squoosh. They're going to be coming out with the newer version of the Pro Angler in their seat. Thank you again, man, for showing up. Paddlingfan.com, support Gene. Awesome site. It's not just for fishermen, it's for kayakers in general. So definitely check them out. Bloody Decks Outdoors, Gaff One for PETA, baby. That's all I need to say. Keen Footwear. Like I said, Keen's working on a new shoe that will be, I think, the saving grace of everyone who had to deal with oysters this past weekend. More on that to come. Here, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic Show. I know I'm forgetting someone. I had so many in my head. Costa Del Mar. See what's out there. Yeti Coolers. Jackson Kayak. Oh, my God. I almost forgot Jackson Kayak. Bugger me. Folks, Jackson Kayak. I can't say enough about the company. I mean, just, you know, with the Coosa line of boats, if you're a river running guy, it's the boat for you. If you do everything else, lake, salt, you want a fast, awesome boat, check out the Cuda. It is a truly awesome platform to fish off of. And then coming up here in the next few months, the unveiling of the Big Tuna. Chuck paddled in one, and he was giddy as a schoolgirl afterwards, excited about this boat. I'm excited. Jackson excited. It is truly going to be awesome. Jack's a kayak. Is there anyone else? That's all I have to say on that one. And with that, I will say goodnight. Support Fishing Photo Radio. They're off this weekend, but catch them next weekend at 6 on 740 The Game. I think it's 740thegame.com. Listen to them at 6 in the morning on Saturday. I know we got to wake up early, but you should be tying flies and rigging rods anyway, shouldn't you? So check them out with Mike, Captain Mike Ortega, Steve Chapman, and Boudreaux. They'll take the weekend off to do some fishing, but they'll be back. We'll hit them up next weekend. And with that, folks, I'm going to say adieu. Tight lines, wear sunscreen, wear a PFD, and always take a kid fishing. With that, good night. Catch y'all later.